רשוס, מנהל שליטו, משגיח שליטו, לא חושב תלמידי חכמים, מבודדים תלמידי חכמים. המשנה, דף י"א עמוד א', says, הגיורס והשבויה והשפחה, שנבטו, שנשגרו ונשתחררו, פחו סויס מבנויס שלוש שנים ויומך. You have any of these three situations that happen when a girl is less than 3 years old. She's a giyoris, she's a shvuya or a shivcha. Any of those three things happen. And, well, the result of that is she megayer, or she nishtachru, she was free, that's referring to the shivcha, or she niftu, or she was let out of captivity when she was less than 3 years old. So any of those three things happen, says the Mishnah. Ksuvasan masayim v'yeshlam tainas besula. Their ksuba is going to be 200, even though they were at the at the mercy of a compromising situation. But being that it happened when they were less than 3 years old, ksuvasan masayim v'yeshlam tainas besula. Which means that if it comes that she wasn't a besula, her husband can taina. Now what's interesting here in the Mishnah, for our purposes, is that there's such a thing as a girl that was a megayer when she was less than 3 years old. The Gemara says, Amar of Huna, ger katan, matbilin oisoy al das bezdin. Which is, you can have such a thing as a ger katan, a person who's megayer when they're young, a ger katan, al das bezdin. How does that happen? That happens through bezdin. So the question is as follows. Every geirus really happens through Bezdin. Why is the Gemara, Rav Huna, seeming to emphasize ger katan matvilan oisal das Bezdin? It would sound like a regular geirus doesn't need a Bezdin, but we know that's not true. Every geirus needs a Bezdin. So why is Rav Huna saying ger katan matvilan oisal das Bezdin? It would seem like there's something unique about the ger katan that over here we need a Bezdin. L'chura, the pshat is as follows. L'chura. Every geirus is being done al pi bezdin. Every geirus needs a bezdin. And that's done al pi bezdin. Over here it's nischadish, something new. Over here it's being done al das bezdin. Not just al pi bezdin. Something that's happening through bezdin's das. And I would like to perhaps define as follows. A geirus has two things. There's a maisa geirus and there's a chalois geirus. The maisa geirus, there's three components. There's mila, there's tvila, and then there's kabbalos ol mitzvahs. Mila and tvila is mefurish. Kabbalos ol mitzvahs is very complicated exactly how that works or what has to be done there. But we know that a person needs, those are all part of the process, the actions you have to do in order to become a ger. And then there's the chalois geirus, is the fact that a person becomes a yid. So we always need bezdin for the chalois geirus. Over here, what the Rav Huna is saying is matbilin oisoy al das bezdin. And notice it doesn't say migayirin oisoy al yidei bezdin. That for sure, every geirus is al yidei bezdin, but the maisa tvila happens al das bezdin. Something about the action over here is different. Usually, a person can do his own maisa. Maisa mila, maisa tvila, because he's an adult. But over here we have a katan. The katan is being done al das bezdin. The regular geiris is al pi bezdin. The chalois geiris is al pi bezdin. Over here we need bezdin to be involved also in the maisa geiris. That perhaps is a differentiation between this geirus and all geirus. What I'd like to speak about is why bechlal does geirus need bezdin? What's the inyan of having a bezdin by geirus? Why can't a person just be megayer himself? So, it appears from some of the rishonim that there's discussion language of that bezdin, that geirus is it's like a mishpat, it's a decision. Is this person, is he roy to be a ger or not roy to be a ger? Every mishpat, every time you have a court case, you go to Bezdin. That's why we need Bezdin. This is a case. So the same way you have to decide if someone's a muad, for a shor is a muad, for example. Is a shor that gores three times gets the title of muad. So you have to give it that status. That's a mishpat. That's a court case. Is he a moed? Is he not a moed? You go to Bezdin. Same, we have to decide if someone's going to be a kohen. We'll get into that kohen gadol, whatever it might be. That's a court case, perhaps. Therefore, it needs mishpat. It needs Bezdin. So it's over here. If a person is going to be a ger or not, is he roy to be a ger? It's a mishpat. Therefore, it needs Bezdin. Perhaps that's the reason. However, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ne'er Yisrael, Zatzal said that it's meduyik in Tosfos, a different reason why we need Bezdin. Says Tosfos that really a person is doing the geris himself. So why do we need Bezdin? He says the following thing. He says that part of the process of becoming a ger is that you're becoming a chelek of Klal Yisrael. Geris isn't just I'm accepting Hashem Hu Elokim. It's becoming part of Am Yisrael. If a person wants to become part of Am Yisrael, so Am Yisrael has to receive, has to accept him. A person has to apply, and then someone has to accept the application. So who is Ki'ilu representing Klal Yisrael? That's Bezdin's job. That's what Bezdin's doing. Not because it's mishpat, but because someone has to accept him. Who is the reception committee, the welcoming committee for Klal Yisrael? Who is accepting him into Klal Yisrael? That's Bezdin. I heard once from Reb Yitzchok Mirsky, he said perhaps that's the pshat in last week's parasha. Says that there's a havamina that a ger that's megayer has to bring a carbon pesach. So why would you think a ger that's megayer has to, Rashi brings down, why do you think a ger megayer has to bring a carbon pesach? Because carbon pesach is the carbon of Klal Yisrael as an am. And once he's megayer, he's becoming part of the am. That's, it's not just being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Hu Elokim. He's becoming part of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, you might think he has to bring a carbon pesach, because that's ki'ilu, the way that he's connecting to Am Yisrael. That's what geris is. So Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael as accepting him as being one of us. That's what Bezdin's function as a nafka mina would be as follows. Perhaps a nafka mina as follows. Can you be mekablim gerim balayla? Can a person be mekabel a geris balayla? Well, if the reason why we need a Bezdin is because mishpat, so we know Bezdin doesn't sit at night. There's no mishpat at night. There's no din. You can't. We're not dan. Bezdin is not dan balayla. So if the idea of Bezdin, of being by a geris, is that Bezdin, because this is called a mishpat, can't be done at night. However, if Bezdin's just really there to be welcoming committee, it's not me din that there's a din toira going on over here. It's not that we're having now a court case. It's just, we're just representing Klal Yisrael. Lichura, Bezdin can do that even at night. Why can't we represent Klal Yisrael at night? Lichura, that can be done even at night. Perhaps that would be enough, Kavino. This idea of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, that he's being mechadish, that Bezdin is like our representatives. They represent Klal Yisrael. We found it in earlier sources. We found it in the Briskerov. The Briskerov brings down a very interesting sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos says that we don't shtel a kohen gadol, ein mamidin kohen gadol, ela bebezdin shalayin aleph. You need to have Bezdin are the ones that appoint a Kohen Gadol. They're ma'imid a Kohen Gadol. Ask the Brisker of, where's the makar for this? There's no pasuk that makes any mention that you need to have a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. As a matter of fact, there's other sources that say you don't need Bezdin in order to be ma'imid Kohen Gadol. Where does Tosfos get this from? Where's this idea? Says the Brisker of, Hainu Mishum, the Hadover Hashayach Lekol Yisrael, HaBezdin Shel Ayim Aleph, Hema Bailam Alseh. He says, this is because Bezdin is not functioning now as a court when they're Maimir HaKoyin Gadol. They're functioning as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a Koyin Gadol. This is Klal Yisrael's leader. This is Klal Yisrael's Koyin Gadol. So who is the one who's going to appoint the Koyin Gadol? Klal Yisrael, it's just who represents Klal Yisrael. That's Bezdin. That's Bezdin's job. So therefore, Bezdin is miming him. Not Midin the fact that they're a court, meaning the fact that they represent Klal Yisrael. And Lefizeh, he answers, this is the reason why the Rambam, when he brings down in Hilchos Sanhedrin all of the things that need a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, doesn't mention the fact that you need Bezdin of Ayin Aleph for a Kohen Gadol. Why not? The Rambam just giving us a list. It would appear that everything should be in the list. So he explains, says the Brisker Rav, I'll tell you why. Because Bezdin functions for two different purposes. There's one purpose of Bezdin as being Supreme Court. So court needs a certain degree of authority, or you have to have a certain seriousness of a court in order to be able to paskin. That's what the Rambam's talking about in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The fact that Bezdin functions also as being representatives of Klal Yisrael, that's not a Sanhedrin din. It doesn't belong in Hilchos Sanhedrin. That's really a Klal Yisrael's din. If you would have a whole other chapter of the Rambam, which is, what are the things that Klal Yisrael does and Bezdin represents them, it would be over there. What would be included over there? Kohen Gadol would be one of the things that would be over there. And it would appear from Rav Kalevsky, what would be another thing that would be over there? Kamel Geiris. This is the idea that we see. Bezdin functions as two different purposes. The makar for this, I heard from my Rebbe Rameir Stern, Shlita. Where's the makar for this, Bechlal? Where do we know Bezdin has two different functions? So he brought up Brisker Rav al HaTorah, that when describing Moshe Rabbeinu, it says there's a Dabar HaKosheh, and there's a Dabar HaGadol. There's two different things that are going to come to Moshe. Dabar HaKosheh, Dabar Gadol. Some learn that it's really two different ways of like having the same idea, but the Brisker Rav says there's two things. Moshe Rabbeinu is like Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us Moshe is b'mokom ayin aleph. He's like Sanhedrin. There's davar agadol and davar akasha. There are certain things that are hard. Other things that are big things. The hard things is when you need Bezdin to function as a court. And then there's big things that are important things that Bezdin has to function as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So you see that they have these two ideas that exist.
Why does Geirus not need
Shivan? Oh, my shaila is as follows. The Shaila is, thank you very much. So that it seems to be a stira, my friends. I was making it sound like it's the same, but it's a stira. Because Rav Kalevsky is saying, who represents Klal Yisrael? Bezdin. How many people on a Bezdin? Three. And what is the Brisker Rav says who represents Klal Yisrael? Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. That's Bezdin of 71. That's the Bezdin HaGadol. That's the Sanhedrin HaGadol. There's three different categories of Bezdin. There's Bezdin of Shalosh, Bezdin Chof Gimel, Bezdin Ayin Aleph. Bezdin of Ayin Aleph is the Supreme Court. It sounds like from the Brisker Rav, who represents Klal Yisrael? Supreme Court. Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. It sounds like from the Brisker, from Rav Kalevsky, who represents Klal Yisrael? Bezdin of Shalosh. If you tell me you need Klal Yisrael here, according to the Brisker Rav, who should we need when we're doing a Mila? When we're doing a Geiris, I mean, who should we need? Ayin Aleph. L'chayra chapzach astira. They're saying the same idea. The idea is that Bezdin functions not only as a court, but also as representatives of Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, but why in one case are we saying it's Bezdin of Shalosh, and the other place we're saying it's a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph?
This is the question.
What?
Same thing. How could a father be Mekabel's son if he's doing the pit with the
pit? Even when a father does it, we still need Bezdin there. So when a father does it, he's not going to do it B'toris Klal Yisrael. We're still going to have Bezdin. That's for the Maisa when we need the father. The father's doing the Maisa. But the Chalois, the Chayor, are always going to need Bezdin to be present. The Chayor.
There, Drush, you could answer the Kasha by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was so great that he could even be Neged Ayin Aleph. But not that we always need Ayin Aleph.
Yeah, Moshe, that's true, but the thing is like this, that Lemaisa, the Rambam brings down that in order to be Maimed of Kohen Gadol, you need Ayin Aleph. And the reason for the Ayin Aleph, the Brisker Rav is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is an even though there's another Brisker Rav, there's a Murdik Brisker Rav, it says, Moshe Ayin Aleph at the Geven, a Bezin Shashol Shat Anish Geven. Whatever, that's okay, we're going to leave that out for now. But the point is that it's still steering the Rambam, because the Rambam says you need Ayin Aleph, the Brisker Rav says, because you need, they're representing Klal Yisrael. Zach is saying, yeah.
It depends how, there's two functions of Bezin. Well, it depends how big the thing is. And for Kohen Gadol, saying that that has the function of right, being a representative of Klai, so for...
So, I mean, how gadol it is. It's never how gadol. It could be. It's possible. We're trying to get representatives of Klal Yisrael. So what Shlomo is suggesting is there's different levels of representatives. I'm going to say something similar, but just adjust that a little bit, okay? He goes, I'll show you another stira. Another stira as follows. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChoydesh, in Perek Hay, the Rambam says, Kiddush HaChoydesh is being done, is nimsar to... let's see if I can find it here. Here it is. Is nimsar to Bezdin HaGadol. Kol sha'amarnu b'kviyas Rosh Chodesh al re'iya in oisin oisai ela Sanhedrin sheb'eretz Yisrael. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin means Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. The Rambam seems to say that Bezdin of Ayin Aleph is in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh back in the times of the Gemara. So we were Makadish based on re'iya. Two Edom would walk into Bezdin and say that they saw the new moon and they'd be Makadish it. Where do they have to walk? The Rambam seems to say it's Tali and Sanhedrin. It has to be a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Nowadays, we just, we do it ourselves, Shabbos Mevorachim, we do the Kiddush HaChodesh, because it's really done al pi cheshbon, but al koponim, the Rambam seems to say it's done al Bezdin Ayin Aleph. Reb Chaim in Stencil, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, brings a stira, because the Rambam in the beginning of his Kiddush HaChodesh says Bezdin Shel Gimel can do Kiddush HaChodesh. Any Bezdin can do Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't need Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. So which one is it? Bezdin of Ayin Aleph or Bezdin of Gimel? But this is a very similar stira to the stira that we're experiencing. Over there, it's within Kiddush HaChodesh itself, where the Rambam says Ayin Aleph, and another Rambam says Gimel. We're saying, on the one hand, we're saying that in order to represent Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Geiris, you only need a Bezdin of Gimel. On the other hand, when it comes to being Meman HaKohen Gadol, Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, what's going on? We have a stira. It's the same stira, Kiman. So what's the answer to the stira? So there's numerous answers, and I want to blend them all and say that they're really all perhaps the same thing. Reb Chaim in Stencil, by the way, it's brought in the Bam, it's not really Reb Chaim, it's really from Moshe Soloveitchik, that he says that perhaps the Yisoid of Sanhedrin, it's not that you need Sanhedrin, he's Mechadish, that Tifa Vart. There's one thing which is Sanhedrin. You have all 71 people standing there. There's another thing which is a person can have a Chaloy Shem that he's part of Sanhedrin. He's a gavra, he's a judge of Sanhedrin. There's the court. The court is like all 71 of them together, and then each person is considered to be, I am part of Sanhedrin. I'm a judge on Sanhedrin. I walk around with a badge. I have a license. I'm Sanhedrin. So mitzad the gavra, he's a Sanhedrin dayon. So therefore, perhaps we could give the following different suggestions. Maybe, Enoch Anami, it's Tolian Sanhedrin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. But it doesn't mean that we need all 71 of them to be present. We need someone from the Sanhedrin. Who does it? Bezdin Shel Shalosh. But those three people all have to be who? Sanhedrin people. That's one perhaps suggestion. It's a little bizarre because we never found an adin of being from the 71 on the three. We found there's a din in 71, and we found there's a din in three. But we're like kind of like saying, you have to be three from, you have to be one of the members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Where do we find such a thing? That's one, perhaps, suggestion to answer this theory in the Rambam. Another answer we could suggest as follows. Perhaps, says the way it's written here in the Reb Chaim al-Shas, is that Sanhedrin HaGadol has veto power. It doesn't mean that Sanhedrin HaGadol has to actually do the Kiddush HaChodesh. Sanhedrin HaGadol has the ability to stop someone else from doing Kiddush HaChodesh. If they feel like, for whatever reason, that they need to intervene, they can intervene. But really, who does the Kiddush HaChodesh? Regular Bezdin. And then Sanhedrin HaGadol has veto power for some reason. That's another way of saying it. The third way I like to say it, which perhaps really is all the same thing, is perhaps as follows. Really, who has Kiddush HaChodesh? Sanhedrin HaGadol. But the same way Sanhedrin HaGadol, we said, can represent Klal Yisrael, you could also have a Bezdin representing Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Sanhedrin HaGadol is in charge of the courts. They are the Supreme Court. So you have all of the smaller courts, which are really being representing Sanhedrin HaGadol. So really, whose din is it to Mekadesh L'Chodesh Sanhedrin HaGadol? But they can then delegate and give over to Sanhedrin, they can do the Kiddush HaChodesh themselves. So perhaps as follows. Perhaps we can suggest this idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. I'd like to suggest, really, whose din is it to be Mekadosh the Chodesh? Is it Sanhedrin? Is it Bez Din, Sanhedrin? I'd like to suggest it's really something else. It's really ours. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This is to you, Rosh Chodeshim. This is Klal Yisrael is really supposed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. There's just one problem. So who's in charge of Klal Yisrael? What's the answer? Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Agoro. Sanhedrin's not going to do it themselves, so they delegate. Who do they put in charge to do it? Any Beis Din. So really, Beis Din is functioning as an arm, an extension of Sanhedrin. So therefore, maybe you could say you need them to be three from Sanhedrin. You could say Sanhedrin has veto power. Or you could just say that Sanhedrin delegates and says, you do it for us. But we're not really even doing it for Sanhedrin. Who are we really doing it for? Because who really has the koyach to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh? Klal Yisrael. This is really our din. The Fisa, we can answer an interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, a beautiful teretz to Rabbi Kiveges Kasha. Magen Avram says that when you're Mekadosh L'Chodesh, we should stand during Shabbos Mevorchim. When we say Shabbos Mevorchim, the person should stand. Just like they used to stand when they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh al pi Re'iyah. Back in the day, when Bezim was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, they would stand. Asks Rabbi Kiv Eger, stand? They would, who said they would stand when they did Kiddush HaChodesh? Other rabbits, mashma, they were sitting. They weren't standing when they do Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says, they would sit, though, the B'dayim would sit. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein of Moira de Kateris. He said the Dayanim were sitting. But who else? It says in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Bezdin Oimer Mekudish V'chol Ha'am Oinin Acharov Mekudish Mekudish. There was a lot of people present. They all responded to the Rosh Bezdin. They said Mekudish Mekudish. They were standing. The Bezdin was sitting. But all the people present were all standing. Now, my friends, this is what Ramesha says. Mimela, that's why we stand. Why are we mimicking all of the gallery, all the people that were, you know, the spectators? Why are we not mimicking? If we're being Mekadosh L'Chodesh, we should do like Beis Din. Isn't Beis Din the one who's being Mekadosh L'Chodesh? Says Ramesha Feinstein, no. No. The Ikur Kiddush HaChodesh is being done by who? By Klal Yisrael. Ben is really just there to represent us. So really, the Kiddush HaChodesh happens as a function of Klal Yisrael who's present and answers Ameh. That's why they have to answer Ameh. Because Beis Din is really just representing us. It's really our Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore, Bizman Haseh, we mimic the we don't mimic the Beis Din.
When would you ever need 71 then? Just have three people do the anything.
You don't need 71. You don't need 71.
You never need 71.
That's correct. For the Maisa of Kiddush HaChodesh, you never need 71. The 71 can decide who they want to do it, how they want to do it, whatever it might be. But we don't need 71. It says Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik that even after it's Nisbatel Sanhedrin, there's no more Sanhedrin. It's based on a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Whoever is considered to be, this is really our Moshe seems to say this also, whoever is now considered to be the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, they're not Sanhedrin anymore, but they represent Klal Yisrael. They now become representatives. And even though they don't have the din of Sanhedrin, there's no Sanhedrin anymore, but they still became what we call the Einei HaEda, they're the eyes, they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. They can do Kiddush HaChodesh. So my friends, we'll go back to our discussion. We had a stira. Who represents Klal Yisrael? Beis Din of Ayin Aleph or Beis Din of Gimel? I'd like to suggest Avada Beis Din Ayin Aleph. And Beis Din of Gimel just functions as an extended arm for Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. Similar to what we find by Kiddush HaChodesh, we have the same type of stira. Beis Din of Ayin Aleph or Beis Din of Gimel. The answer is Beis Din of Ayin Aleph is in charge. Beis Din of Gimel does it for them. So too over here, I'd like to suggest the same thing. Beis Din, that is Mekabel Gerim, is really doing it for. They're doing it for Beis Din of Ayin Aleph that represents Klal Yisrael. Nafkamina would be as follows. What would be, this is where Nafkamina Eliezer comes in. What would be if Beis Din of Ayin Aleph decides we don't want to be Mekabel Gerim? Right now, it's not good for us to be Mekabel Gerim. For whatever reason, it's happened in history, different tkufas, different reasons. No Gerim right now. Beis Din of Ayin Aleph puts out a kol kairi, no Gerim. And then there's a renegade Bezdin that decides they want to be Mekabel a Ger. They sit down, Geris, boom, they Megayer him. Is he a Ger or is he not a Ger? If Geris only needs Shleisha, so he has a Bezdin of Shleisha, they did a Mishpat, they Mekabel a Ger, so they Mekabel Geris. You have to deal with the fact that they went against the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, okay, well, whatever that is, they'll have to deal with that. But what we feel we're saying, if you understand from Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, the Beis Din is only there as a function to represent Klal Yisrael. They're Klal Yisrael's welcome committee. They're not really in charge. They're just representing. Who are they representing? Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, that's representing Klal Yisrael. If they decided Klal Yisrael's not accepting Gerim right now, they can't. So then they're doing false representation. And the Gerim isn't Chal. So if whoever is in charge of Klal Yisrael, in the times of the Gemara, it was Sanhedrin Agado. Nowadays, it's considered to be Moatzis Gedolei HaTorah, the Rabbanim Chashuvim. If they would all get together and decide we're not Mekabel Gerim, so then it wouldn't be invited into Klal Yisrael because they're in charge. Geris really is a function of Am Yisrael. It's not a function of Beis Din working as an individual court. It's only in as much as they're representing Klal Yisrael. If they're not, so then the Geris wouldn't be Chal.
Then you should need 71, not 3.
And the 3 is representing the 71. The same way by Kiddush HaChodesh. It's we need 71, but 3 we can represent. So 2 over here. But the 71 has veto power. So if they veto, then there's no Geris. Same thing we have by Kiddush HaChodesh. What I'm trying to say is that Geiris is the same what we find by Kiddush HaChodesh. Just like by Kiddush HaChodesh we find that there's this duality, there's 71 and 3, but of course 71 can override the 3 because really it's them, because they're really the representatives. If someone asked me, who is the real representatives of Klal Yisrael? Who can give me Klal Yisrael's stance on things? That's Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. Who can execute that? Who could do whatever has to happen? Beis Din of Gimel can do it for Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. If we need to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, if we need to be Mekabel Gerim, if we need to do any of those things. So therefore, there's no stira. So we asked the question. We asked, what's the inyan of having Beis Din Bechlal by Geris? We said one pshat is maybe needed for Mishpat. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky says, no, you need just to be a welcome committee for Klal Yisrael. Nafkamina, can it be done by night? Perhaps that's a nafkamina. Then we said, we find a similar idea in the Brisker Rav when he speaks about Kohen Gadol. That he also says over there, there's no makor that Kohen Gadol needs Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. Why is it? Because they're the welcome committee. The actual Lashon over there is, it's interesting, he says the Lashon is, Beis Din of Bailim Alzeh. They're the Bailim. Beis Din of Gimel is not a Bailim, they're the representatives. Beis Din of Ayin Aleph is the Bailim on Klal Yisrael, Ki'ilu. We ask the question, so then is it Ayin Aleph or is it Gimel? Which seems to be a stira. Which one is it? We said that we find a similar stira by Kiddush HaChodesh, where the Ramesh Salavetchik points out, the Reb Chaim Alashas, it's really the same thing, that there's a stira between the Rambam, on one hand says it's Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, the other Beis Din of Gimel. We said that it's really both of them. Either you need the Beis Din of Ayin Aleph to be the ones that are part of the Gimel, or they have veto power, or they're just delegating. The point is that Beis Din of Ayin Aleph is in control. Beis Din of Gimel are the ones that actually execute. So to over here, you're asking me, who's the Bailam on Klal Yisrael? Who's the one who has the ability to give to tell us Klal Yisrael's opinion? That's really Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. Who can do things for that Beis Din as being like kind of like their extended arm? That's Beis Din of Gimel. Nafkamina might be what happens if Beis Din of Ayin Aleph decides we're not being Mekabel Gerim. And Beis Din of Gimel says we want to be Mekabel Gerim. Obviously, they can't do that because they're not functioning as an extension of Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, and therefore, in such a case, the Geris would not be Chal.